so much for coming. I really feel like I have something very special for you tonight from the Lord. Of course, I always feel that way, but I've just been kind of under a fire for several hours since he told me to speak on this passage, and so I'm kind of burning with a zeal, you might say. Turn in your Bibles, please. I'm going to talk to you first through Exodus chapter 33, verse 13, and then we'll move over to the Psalm of 25. And while you're turning, I want to share just two things with you that I think will fill your hearts with glee. Now, I don't know how many of you are thinking on a day-to-day basis, could this be the day that God is going to restore all things? I have to admit, I know that there is a gift from the Lord that brings forth the understanding and knowledge of times and seasons. Ken, do you remember who first bore that? For some reason, it's skipping my mind.
I'm not really sure. Bob Jones used to talk about that quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yes. We find that in the Old Covenant when gifts were being handed out to the tribes. And there is a gift that enables you to discern times and seasons.
That's
in
Issachar.
God. Pardon me?
That's the tribe of Issachar.
Yes. There you go. I knew you could do it.
I misunderstood what you were actually saying. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. So, so I'm always looking for this because I've learned in over 40 years of walking with the Lord, he can say soon, and soon can be decades away. He can even say now, and it could be a decade away, because his times and seasons up there are a little different than they are down here. But you can imagine how Abraham must have felt when he was learning that about God, because his time and season of waiting was a long time. But nevertheless, let me keep on the subject and not get distracted. The Lord spoke to me the other night, and this was so encouraging. This, I think you're going to have a difficult time sitting the rest of the night because of what I'm going to tell you. Some time ago, the Lord gave me a vision of a beautiful blue monarch butterfly. He called him a monarch, although he didn't have the markings of a monarch. He actually had even more beautiful markings than the monarch, and he was blue. But his value could be indicated in earthly ways up there with the monarch butterflies. It, absolutely beautiful. And the colors of his wing tells us what combination of mantles these butterflies bear. And the Lord calls them stealth warriors. That's S-T-E-A-L-T-H, stealth warriors. So he awakened me literally in the middle of the night. I mean, like really early in the morning. And I was so overwhelmed with joy. All I could do was praise him and worship him. Usually when I awaken in the middle of the night like that, I will spend time in prayer. But this night, I couldn't pray. All I could do is praise and worship. Everything that came out of my mouth was as though Christ himself was worshiping the Father. And it was so beautiful and so glorious, and this incredible presence filled the room. And I felt, well, I just really don't know how to explain it, but the joy was just effervescent, but it was effervescent in holiness, effervescent in light, in even like a God-type nobility. It was just extraordinary. So I'm laying there, and I'm filled with this praise and this worship that was flowing up to the throne. And suddenly it dawned on me to try to ask him, to try to ascertain why this effervescent, joyous worship was flowing out of me. And he spoke to me. I saw a very small vision, but the words and the meaning is enormous. It is, well, what would be a greater word than the word enormous? Magnificent, enormous. It was just absolutely extraordinary. And you'd like me just to get to the point, right? What I saw beginning to happen was like a living force began. Oh boy. This living force began to form, and it was forming and forming and expanding throughout the earth very fast. The next thing I notice is these stealth warriors began to arise and become one with this. Oh God. Become one with this force. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm sending out my stealth warriors. I think he said now. I think he actually used the word now. I'm sending out my stealth warriors now, and they will be, arrest will be made from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom. It will be the highest levels of the elite and the Illuminati. Even kings and queens are going to be brought into justice through this move of my spirit. And that's the joy that you're feeling. It is my joy in you that you are experiencing. This is what I am going to do because you prayed. And I said to him, you mean those intercessors that are joining with us every weekend? He said, all those who join with you, whether it be on the weekend, whether it be in your gatherings, all of those who are standing in the gap for this nation are going to be filled with this joy because of the magnitude of what I'm going to do. I thought about the time just recently, I say just recently, but it was really several months ago. His glory is all over me. I just, there's such a fire. I'm sorry, I'll try to keep control of myself. I saw President Trump and Melania was standing next to him. They were clothed in glory. I promise you, so beautiful was this glory. So magnificent in its shining. It was beautiful, extraordinary. All around them, it was like over them, over their family, over their friends, over their those who had helped so much in the things that were being accomplished. When I say friends, those who have supported this that he is trying to accomplish tightly, they will not be refused. They're standing by the vision. They believe in it. And they're all standing there together. I'm kind of hovering up above them so they cannot see me. But in front of them, there is this extraordinary, translucent glory. So great that it was difficult to keep your eyes open to look through it. As I was moved, to like hovering in front of them and looking toward the back, I saw that they were in a forest, a very thick, thick forest. And the trees of the forest, the further it got from this glory, it became darker and darker and darker, but the heart of the trees was reflecting the same joy, the same glory, the same transcendent understanding as Trump and Melania. They were standing, they were looking through this glory that was in front of them, the Shekinah, that was in front of them. And Trump took Melania's hand and he squeezed he squeezed her hand and he said, "It's been really tough, but I have to," and he's looking at her and he said, "But I have to say, I never really knew it would be this beautiful when it was done. This is so beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. And I can't believe that our work had anything to do with what we're seeing." I saw his sons there. I saw his daughters there. His whole family was there, and they were, you know, like clinging tight as a family, and they were all thinking, "Dad did this, Dad did it, God assigned him and he was faithful, and God was able to give this glory to our nation. We're so proud of Dad. He paid such a price, but we're so proud of him." And Melania was feeling so proud of him. But all he was feeling was, God is an awesome God. He is a great, great God. That he could do this and would do it for America with what seemed like an overwhelming vision. But in implementing it and coming to the end of it, it seemed so minute compared to who he is. These were the kinds of things that were flowing through the thoughts of he and his family. In case you were wondering if Mike Lindell was there, he was. He stayed true to Trump, and he stayed true to the vision, and God's going to honor him for it more than he can imagine. Now back to what I saw a couple of nights ago. What went out? What was assigned to go out into not only the nation, my friends, but to the world, were these stealth warriors. They're going to be making arrests at the least to the highest levels of the corruption and the treachery and all the stuff that the New World Order or the elite stand for. They're going out to arrest human traffickers. They're going out to arrest those that are responsible for doing what they've done with the abortion issue. I don't understand this, but there has been something illegal that has happened that has trapped us into that, that can be undone. And God's going to do, he's going to undo it for the sake of these little ones. It was so beautiful what I saw. Finally, hours later, I got back to sleep. And I was immediately awakened with the same experience, the same sensation, the same joy, the same praise, the same glorious happiness. And when I was, I saw before me another vision that went with the first vision. I saw this huge, many thousands of square feet, mansion-looking house. This man is running out of it. I just want to say one thing before I move on. When the Lord says the high in the elite, one of those high in the elite, if he does not find a place to escape to, that he cannot be found, he is going to be found and he's going to be brought to justice. And that is Mr. Gates. So this is the kind of people they're after. Those that have managed to keep basically the things that they're doing under covers from the public, but they're going to be made known public. Shout it from the rooftops should be our prayer. So this man is running out of his home. He's running out to his helicopter. He jumps into his helicopter. He puts on this strange looking hat that tells where he stands in the Illuminati. And it turns out that he is like the second in command. You have the Pindar, who is the top. Then you have the second level, and he is that man. And I hear him saying things like how upset he was that he didn't even have a day's notice before he was going to have to run. He'd only had just a couple of hours to prepare to leave. And he had to leave to protect his life. If the Illuminati found him and knew that he was being traced, they would kill him to keep him quiet. If we found him, then he would die suffering justice for his crimes. So he's trying to save his life. But I can tell you, as sure as I saw that man, if I were to see him again, I'd know who he is. And as sure as I saw him, he and his ilk are going to be picked up. They're going to be served justice, and they're going to be disciplined according to God's will all over the world. How much of this will be quiet and how much of this will be made to you and to me, I have no idea. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that God cleanses this work of this vile corruption against the innocent and those who cannot help themselves. So, having said that, I know you're just so full of joy, just like I am. And I want you to stay full of joy. I want you to thank him every day for what he's doing. Because what he's doing in answer to your prayers. Isn't that exciting? I'm so glad God put us together. I'm so glad we had the opportunity to work together as warriors to see our nation healed. And he is so happy. He's so glad. He's so thankful that you pave the way for his victories for this nation. Praise God. Now I want to get into tonight's message, and I think I probably just used, I used it all up with the good news. Well, we'll do this another time. We'll do it not tomorrow night, but the weekend following. So come, please be with us. You will be so delighted with what I'm going to share. Probably as delighted as with what I just gave to you. Be happy in God. Bless you, and who's next?